This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, today I share with you the dua that is supposed to be said when a person exits the bathroom. And when we exit the bathroom, we exit with our right foot first. And then we say, ghufranaka. And ghufranaka means, O Allah, I seek your forgiveness. You're asking Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive you. Now, the good question is, why do we say this dua? Why do we seek Allah's forgiveness after we leave the bathroom? Al-ulama rahimahumullah have given different answers to this question. Some said, because the time that a person spent in the bathroom could have been utilized for dhikr of Allah, for the remembrance of Allah, but it is impermissible to mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name while relieving yourself. So because you missed that time, now you say astaghfirullah for not making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a stronger explanation as to why we say ghufranaka after we come out from the bathroom is what Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah said. And listen very carefully so you can understand this. He said that when a person relieves himself, he rests and he's at peace. Because imagine you held the filth in your intestines. Imagine you held it and you did not go to the bathroom. What happens? What happens? Such a person becomes sick. Such a person probably could die if he holds the filth in himself and doesn't release it. So as a result, when a person goes to the bathroom and relieves himself, it's a blessing that we were able to do so. So now that's the physical najasa, the physical impurity that has been released. When you walk out of the bathroom, you remember that you also have spiritual impurities, and that is the sins and the transgression and the disobedience that you have done against Allah Azza wa Jal. So you say astaghfirullah to also release your heart and your soul from the spiritual impurities, and that is your sins. Allahu Akbar, how beautiful is this? So when you're in the bathroom, you remember, if this filth was still to be held in your body, it would make you sick and you would die. It would destroy you. And in the same manner, if sins were to remain upon your heart and soul and they weren't forgiven, they will be your destruction on the Day of Judgment, and they'll destroy you in this life as well, because sins have consequences. So when you relieve yourself, this is a blessing. You walk out and you say, ghufranaka, O Allah, clean me from my spiritual impurities, from my sins. In the same manner, you cleaned me from the physical filth that I was holding. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.